The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa.
So, Anthony, have you ever exfoliated and you know?
Well, I guess the question is, what are you asking that I've exfoliated?
Oh, I don't know, a problem. Your skin.
Usually exfoliation happens with one's skin, but I don't know. Okay. I've never tried to exfoliate a problem. I'll try that sometime in the future. That might be interesting.
Yeah.
I'll be like, you are a problem. Meet my loofah sponge. Hi, everyone. It's Anthony live from Studio A in Tampa.
Hey, everybody. It's Joel live in Studio B in Chicago.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit, and I want to tell you that this is episode 182 of the Joe and Anthony Show, for Monday, July 1st, 2019. In case you didn't know it, the Joe and Anthony page is on Facebook. Go visit them at facebook.com/thejoeandanthonyshow. You can also find the Joe and Anthony Show on Spotify, Google Play Music, iTunes, and of course, Yay. Radio for All and Yay. Our very own website. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, or visit our website, just like us now, damn it. Without further ado, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment.
TP.
Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Boy, I almost needed TP. But thank you, Betty.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe. You got it, Anthony.
Thank you, Betty.
Yeah, you know, social media, man, is a bitch because it's like I run the restaurant social media and then I do this social media for stuff. And then I've completely laxed. But I have to keep up the restaurant or I lose my job.
Yeah, we don't want to lose one's job. One's day job is important.
But it's a lot because it's like you got to, you know, and you got to somehow be... Oh, what's the word?
Relevant, trendy, authentic. How would you be authentic when you're posting every 5 minutes as required by social media? Authentic.
You have to be authentically happy.
Clean. Now it's clean.
Yeah.
We offer clean juice.
And have you noticed how on social media you can't really criticize, even if you're being truthful and factful?
Yes.
It's fucking ridiculous. It's like, you know what? It's a conversation.
It's not a conversation, it's an advertisement.
Exactly. It's an influencer promoting a product. How dare you criticize it?
How dare you criticize the influencers?
How was your week, Anthony?
Well, it's Monday, so it started out. I got up, I made it to work on time. That was an accomplishment for Monday. It's going all right. I have to, I have to give some consideration to next week's show, because I'm going to be doing some traveling for work next week and possibly the week after, but I'm going to plan for the show, but it may get canceled at the last minute. So
understandable.
But, cause I'll be out like in far suburbia, Florida. I'll be in Apollo Beach until about 4:30, so I probably won't get home until like right around 7.
We need mobile studios. We need a mobile car.
Something. Yes, I could just pull off on the side of the road, and I can just put the antenna on top of the Yugo and just fire up that old transmitter and just kind of, you know,
that, yep.
just kind of get it bulky, all, just get it all
big
out.
Bulky transducer microphone.
Yep. And I'll get like 5 minutes of broadcast time before I kill the battery on the Yugo.
Well, no, you'll connect to the power lines that are right there. You'll just kind of
throw up the
wires.
Just, yeah, there you go. If I don't zap myself first. So, Joe, how about you? How's your day, week, month experience going?
Oh my god, my experience right now with this delicious cake parfait.
I know you have torn that damn thing apart. There's nothing left to it, is there? I've just watched you eat the whole thing in just a few moments.
There's still some left, but it's, you know, chocolate is just so, it's such an aphrodisiac, or it's such a compound or thing or delight.
Oh yeah,
to the body, and it just makes you feel good, and it's just like I just keep eating it.
I could polish off like a huge chocolate bar in like no time flat.
I know,
just be euphoric.
But mostly, it's been warm and humid.
Warm and humid,
not like super duper like crazy, but pretty crazy.
Pretty crazy.
Pride Month is finished. No more Pride. Everyone just canceled Pride. No more Pride.
No more Pride.
Pride was last month. Now it's 4th of July.
Yeah. How quickly the logos change.
Yeah, right. And I worked a little bit today, so.
Oh, good for you. You made some cash.
Yeah.
You don't have to work the corner tonight. You've made your rent money.
Yeah, right. No, I made my electric bill. Maybe. How about that?
There you go. Make your electric bill. Make something.
Exactly.
Make something.
But, so what do we got in terms of announcements? Do we have announcements?
Let's see. Well, we have no voicemail. Our chat room is open. Nobody's in there. And the phone lines are open. Well, we're in there. 813-327-8566 for the small group of listeners this evening. Wow. Well, you know what? Who knows? Maybe we'll do better next Monday.
Well, I know we should have one listener at least.
Okay, that's true. We have at least three.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, usually we we've been pushing like close to 8 or 10 live listeners.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But now we're Dutch.
Well, it's also summer.
It's
now.
Summer,
it's
which
nice.
Makes it because John's been having trouble getting viewership as well. He's you know, last time I don't think we had anyone in the chat room last time, and I told him, I said, welcome to summer. So, but we can do the weed corner if you want.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So a new study suggests that low levels of THC in the blood do not increase the risk of car crash. Keyword is low levels. Okay. Everyone, all the stoners, low levels. Low levels. This comes from High Times from Adam Drury. Canada's marijuana legalization in October 2018 prompted some major changes to the country's drug impaired driving laws. Mediprovidence implemented a zero tolerance policies for drivers found to have THC in their system. According to researchers at the University of British Columbia, low levels of THC do not increase drivers' risks of getting into a car crash. Currently,
what's
Canadian
low levels.
Here's what we're talking about. Currently, Canadian drivers face fines up to $1,000 for driving with 2 to 5 nanograms of THC per milliliter of blood, and they can face fines over $1,000 in jail time if they have more than 5 levels. And then they even have special rules if you're drunk and high on cannabis.
Oh, wow.
Analyzing blood samples from drivers who caused crashes between 2010 and 2016, the university found no link between THC levels below 5 nanograms per milliliter and increased risks of accidents. So measuring someone's impairment from THC is extremely challenging, unlike alcohol and other drugs.
Interesting.
Yep. Canadian law enforcement and policymakers welcome further research into how cannabis consumption impacts traffic safety. As always, consume your marijuanas responsibly.
Well, just sit back and relax and enjoy it, you know?
Or Uber. Take an Uber. Take a taxi.
Or take an Uber.
I recommend taxis, but if you don't have taxi service, then I guess grab an Uber. You can do one or the other.
Exactly. Do not get on a bicycle. Do not get in a car that you are going to operate.
No. You can sit in a car that someone else is going to operate, as long as they're just as fucked up as you are. So that's a good idea. Okay. So our next weed story of the evening comes from
I don't
Leafly.
Get this one.
You don't get it? Okay, yeah. That's kind of funny, actually. China wants you to stop mailing weed to China. Apparently, China has suffered an immense amount of weed being mailed to it. And you'll see how ridiculous the story is. All right. So China's Drug Enforcement Agency blames cannabis legalization in Canada and the United States for a spike in the amount of marijuanas entering the People's Republic of China. China's National Narcotics Control Commission used a press conference in Beijing to denounce legalization as a new threat to China. The agency intercepted 115 packages sent via international postal parcels containing a total of 121 pounds of marijuanas and marijuanas products in 2018.
Wow.
Likely sent by Chinese students who have come home after studying or working abroad. China claims that its cannabis consumption has grown by more than 25% in 2018 to an estimated 24,000 people.
Wow.
There is no source to China's claims, and given the population of China is around 1.3 billion people, 24,000 people would mean that only 0.0018% of the Chinese population used cannabis in the previous year, less than 2 in every 100,000 people. It's a national emergency. Cannabis remains highly illegal in China. Being caught with more than 50 grams can get you the death penalty. However, China may be exporting much more cannabis than its students are smuggling in. The United Nations latest World Drug Report in 2018, Joe has some Chinese cannabis right there. It smells a lot like Formula 409. Reported that Chinese authorities eradicated nearly 1.4 million illegal marijuana plants in 2016. That's a lot of flour for 24,000 customers. And that's it for your weed corner with Anthony. I see you have your jar of bud there.
I did a little conversion. I did a little conversion.
Yeah. That's a lot more than a little bit of weed.
Well, this container is 1 ounce.
That is one
this
ounce.
This is 1 ounce.
That is 1 ounce.
So 121 pounds would be 1,936 of these bottles.
Okay.
Could you imagine that?
That's a lot of weed.
I would be set for that many months.
For that many months?
Pretty much.
No, because you weed rich. And when you weed rich, you smoke more weed. Have you ever noticed that? No.
You don't do that?
Nope. Like when you first get weed, when you get bud, it's like, hell yeah, you just smoke that shit like it's going out of style. And then, like, you know, a bud will last you like a bowl. You just take the whole damn bud and just stuff it in the bowl. Just get it in there.
If it's apportioned like this,
yeah,
like in this bottle, I would have it kept in a cabinet, and I would use one bottle like I do, and I would probably try to stretch it out.
Would you really?
Yeah, I would probably. It would be. It's like money.
I guess that makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah, I would just be. I'd be weed rich, so I'd be crazy about it. I'd be so fucked up the first few months. It'd be kind of crazy. You'd just have to flush me down the toilet.
What do you guys think? Stop by now in the chat room and type them thoughts out at shyampa.org or give us a call. Leave a voicemail and maybe we'll play it in a future show. As a matter of fact, we probably do have a little time for a phone call if you wanted to call now. You can do so by dialing 813-327-8566. And you can be a part of this crazy endeavor that is the Joe and Anthony Show.
Yeah, because you can join us for 45 seconds before we go to Joe's Corner.
Well, Joe's Corner can take part of the phone call, too. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right now, we don't
have... I don't know. I've been really trying to focus on work. And I finally today spent a little bit of time doing some Roger maintenance.
Yeah, well, that's good.
If you didn't
Roger
know it,
when
you go to our website and you click on the little speaker icon, you get two choices.
Yeah.
You can listen to our main feed, which is Shyampa Radio, and then every once in a while you can go take a break and listen to the Roger feed. And that is basically a perpetual weekend with Joe.
Yeah, there you go. Perpetual weekend with Joe.
Yep.
Can't ask for anything more.
I've updated the content. I fixed an error. And it's so weird. It's like software is such a weird thing. It's like you got to delete and restart. Delete and restart.
Yep. That's how it works.
And even though you might like put the right thing in the right place, it just doesn't matter.
Sometimes it doesn't.
No, it's really awkward. And yeah, you're listening to Joe's Corner on the Joe and Anthony Show on Cheyenne Radio.
Yeah,
I remember, you know what I was thinking about the other day? I came across one of our older episodes where I would kind of cut in and I would be like, you're listening to Cheyenne Radio. And I'm like, why don't I do that anymore?
I don't know. Why don't you?
I don't know. You know why? Because, well, I get older and
you get older.
Certain things get boring.
So you got
bored. And maybe I'm just not as like stupid stoned as I used to be.
That might be a lot of it too, actually, you know. But it's all good.
Because when I have the BlackBerry Kush, that's the vape that I'm smoking at the moment. Mm-hmm. This makes me super organized.
Does it now?
Mm-hmm. It gives me the giggles too, but it makes me super organized. I should have just taken two of these. But I took a strawberry cough, and I took
you know what? Take as much as you want. You know what? I'm going to take a hit of a Do-Si-Do, and then I'm going to take a hit of Chem Dog.
Well, don't make it so that you fall asleep on us now. That would
well,
be horrible.
Well, one is an indica, and the other one's a hybrid.
Let me go ahead and do this old dictionary thing. Why don't we do that?
Yeah, because you got about, like, 15 seconds.
So what's better than Chip Skipper and a biscuit? It's discovering a new word. Today, Joe is going to pick a word at random from his 1983 The American Heritage Dictionary and tell you all about it. Okay, here we go!
Whoa! And today's word is rankle. And rankle means it's a verb.
Wait, how's that spelled? D-R-R-A-N-K-L-E?
R-A-N-K-L-E.
Okay.
Rankle, to cause irritation or resentment, to become sore or inflamed. Rankle.
All right.
Although you could use it in a sentence like, he rankled my nerves.
I see. Or, you know, he's got a rankled butthole.
You know, I'm actually kind of happy we do this because sometimes I need to increase my vocabulary.
It is good to increase your vocabulary.
Just in case you didn't know it, last week's word with Thaman.
Yes, yes, that was a hand-picked word. All right, why don't you tell...
lovable artificial personality unit, Roger, and well, if you didn't know it, but if you did, well, pip pip and cheerios for you. This is your national day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. Anyway, today is Monday, July 1 ST, 2019, and well, today is National Postal Worker Day, National US Postage Stamp Day, National Creative Ice Cream Flavors Day, National Ginger Snap Day. Well, while Joe and Anthony create ice cream out of postage stamps and Betty hides all the ginger snaps, Anthony will eventually push a quote-unquote button that stimulates a quote-unquote spinning wheel that Joe quote-unquote pulled right after pushing a button, quote-unquote. Yes, I really do. Woohoo, take it away, guys.
So we can make ice cream out of postage stamps? Because I got like three books of postage. I have three books of postage stamps right up on the wall right now in the Tampa studio. You're going to have to tell me how to convert these to ice cream later at the break. Inquiring minds want to know. We really do.
Let me pull that wheel.
All right, go ahead and pull that wheel.
Oh, that wheel, man, I tell you. Our landlord, I'm surprised they let us stay.
I know, right? Tell me about it. Whoop.
Oh.
There we go. All right, let me find the link. I must find the link.
Linky. I'm in it.
I know. I have to find the link. It doesn't matter if you're in it. If I'm not in it, I can't read the news story. Bonnie Burton from CNET brings us our random news story of the night. This is kind of cute. Japanese artists are creating anime characters based off the flags of countries participating in the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. The character representing the United States wears the Stars and Stripes armor, of course, while Australia's anime character looks a lot like Thor. Both Argentina and South Africa are represented as colorful samurai warriors at the ready with their swords. The reimaging, initiated by the World Flags Project, aims to introduce the flags of the world and some information about them using cool Japanese traditional clothing, according to the website. While the World Flags Project isn't officially affiliated with the Japanese government or the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, it's a creative way to portray flags of some of the countries we'll see representative in the upcoming Tokyo Olympics, which will be held from July 24th until August 9th, 2020. Back to you, Betty.
Hello, it's the other lovable artist.
Back to you, Roger, I guess. Or Betty, or Roger, whoever.
Those and more that we recast on Shamba Radio.
Oh boy.
The World Labor Hour with the lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. Headphone Meditations with John DuBose, and the Inept Supervillains podcast, where black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results. Have an idea for a show? Call us at 813-327-8566. Be sure to visit Shamba.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and much more. Back to you, Joe. Betty. Bye-bye. Out.
Thanks, Betty. And now it's time for Shamba weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport. Yay! Well, not so yay, is unless you're listening live, it's not currently partly sunny at 88 degrees. The dew point is at 93. The humidity is at 55%, and the winds are howling out of the west at 8 miles per hour. For you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 72. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 89. Rain possible after 4 p.m. Tuesday night, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 71. And that's your Chicago weather, and now for the news.
And now for the news!
Woohoo! Oh no! In other related news, Chicago's Pride Parade was headed by Chicago and the nation's first ever black lesbian mayor. Also, the parade got canceled midstream due to really nasty weather.
That
However,
sucks.
Yeah. From CWBChicago.com, crime in Boys Town, a local Chicago neighborhood media service, with the Chicago Pride Parade just 3 days away, city inspectors have closed the Boys Town IHOP location. Yes.
Not the IHOP.
Accusing the restaurant of failing to correct issues that were discovered during a series of inspections, according to reports from the Department of Public Health. City workers slapped a fluorescent green sticker on the restaurant entrance at 3760 North Halsted to announce the license suspension after the diner failed its third inspection since May 31st. The inspections of the only remaining 24-hour restaurant in the Boys Town area were prompted by a citizen complaint about the operations. Store managers posted a sign of their own at the entrance, claiming they closed temporarily for much-needed maintenance.
Yeah, sure.
Got According to city records, right, an inspector went to the restaurant on May 31, following a complaint, found a list of problems that needed attention. Among the issues cited were the absence of any manager, failure to have a licensed food manager on duty, and failure to have proof of food safety training for employees. Ooh. Several plumbing and physical maintenance issues were also cited. Ooh. But some less appetizing issues were uncovered too, reportedly. Among other things, the inspectors said coffee packets were stored under a wastewater drain.
Ooh.
Yum.
Yummy.
Unused cooking equipment was stored outdoors in the garbage area. Ooh. The salad cooler shelves were rusty. Ooh. And debris was built up inside a dishwasher that was dirty inside and out. An inspector returned for a follow-up on June 7th and reported finding nearly all the problems remained. The city closed the restaurant on Tuesday after an inspection an inspector again found ongoing problems.
Wow.
The Pancake House opened in its current incarnation during the late 1990s when owners established the franchise in a building that had been boarded up for several years.
I remember that.
Right?
I remember
Boys Town once boasted a range of 24-hour dining options for late-night weekend partiers, including Melrose Diner, Nikki's Tree, and Clark's. All of which have closed or ended overnight service in recent years.
That's so sad. What happened?
Crime.
Crime.
And the change in people.
Fuckers.
People like options other than Greasy Spoon Diners. They want their wraps and their falafels and their hummus and their sushi and all the other things that city dwellers like. With the suspension of the service, though, at IHOP, the nearest all-night dining options for Pride-goers are Diner Grill at 1635 West Irving and Golden Apple at 2971 North Lincoln. Several other restaurants in the area are open late but not 24 hours, including Taco Burrito Palace. I love that place. Windy City Gyros, they're pretty good with their burgers.
I've eaten them.
Cheesies. Cheesies is decent, but you get some nasty gas after Cheesies. Philly's Best and Al's Beef.
There you go.
But let's move on. Oopsies.
Oopsie poopsie.
Nothing's perfect, and let's find out why. From UPI, Dateline, June 27th, 2019. A Google Maps error near a Colorado airport left more than 100 drivers seeking a detour stranded on a dirt road. Drivers headed to the Denver International Airport said they were diverted by Google Maps Sunday due to a crash on Pena Boulevard that led the app to offer a detour. The drivers were led down a dirt road that soon turned muddy due to recent rains. And vehicles ended up stuck with about 100 cars lined up behind them. There were a bunch of other cars going down the dirt road, too. So I said, gee, I guess it's okay. Well, guess what? It was not okay, driver Connie told CNN. She said her all-wheel drive was able to make it through the mud, and she ended up picking up a couple of stranded travelers who were headed to the airport to catch flights. Google conceded that weather-related issues can sometimes cause the GPS directions to become unreliable. We take many factors into account when determining driving routes, including the size of the road and the directness of the route, the company said. We always work to provide the best directions. Issues can arise due to unforeseen circumstances, such as weather. We encourage all drivers to follow local laws, stay attentive, and use their best judgment while driving.
Wait, you know, how is directing people down a fucking dirt road even a good idea to begin with?
Remember, you know, you're relying on people's best judgment? Are you fucking kidding me?
True.
But let's move on.
We'll move on.
Fiddles McGinty!
Fiddles McGinty!
Whee! It's time for Threes on a Subway.
The leprechaun has something for you.
Yeah. From the Chicago Studios Lost and Found Department, Dateline April 9th, 2019. UPI reporting. Transit officials in New York have blasted the behavior of a man seen loading multiple small trees into a subway car in a viral video. Huh. Twitter user E_Munson posted a video showing a man blocking the doors to the 2 train Sunday night at the 28th Street Station in Manhattan while loading multiple small trees into the subway car. When your subway car gets turned into the Rainforest Cafe, welcome to New York City, the Twitter user wrote. A Metropolitan Transit Authority representative who viewed the video told WABC that the man's behavior is not allowed. The representative said it is against rules to block doorways or impede the movement of other commuters.
Oh, no.
That's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his crack news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be
You're
part
welcome.
Of this disjointed southern fried collusion free something something. I have to, you know, I got to change that. We got to find something new.
Yeah.
Give us a call at 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, a grassroots Guatemalan lesbian feminist takes off the gloves. Characters and rabble rousers pave the way to Stonewall. And in the news, LGBTQ asylum seekers are forced back into a gay bashing Kenyan refugee camp. Malaysia's PM spurns marriage equality. Oh, that must be Prime Minister. A top U.S. homophobe to take religious freedom plans global. And the latest Gallup poll reveals pro and con opinions on U.S. trans rights. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Shyampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll get all rankled up again in about 4 minutes after this break.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Shyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Shyampa Radio. Flashback.
Halo. Halo is the shampoo that glorifies your hair. So halo, everybody, halo. For softer, lively curls and brighter, sparkling hair. So halo, everybody, halo. Halo shampoo, halo.
You make this shot, you can have anything you want for dinner.
Go, go! I'll have Kentucky Fried Chicken, Mom.
You got it, superstar.
Kids love Kentucky Fried Chicken, just like other folks. And with all those delicious fixins', what a meal.
It's finger licking good! Real goodness from Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Tab's got a fabulous chance for you to win a free week at the famous spa and resort, La Costa. To enter, look for Tab's free guide, Spa Secrets from La Costa. It's filled with sassy secrets on fitness, fashion, and beauty. Plus, coupons for Tab and all these great products. You'll find Tab's free guide in these March magazines, along with your chance to go home a sassier you. So enter now to win.
Ooh, Tab's got it.
Hi, Betty here, your Shyampa Radio host and Roger Wrangler. You are listening to Shyampa Radio, home of the Joe and Anthony Show. Tune in every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
I am ready for telephonics, I am ready. I am ready for telephonics. I love telephones, I love telephonics. I love telephonics, I love telephonics.
Please, continue to hold. Your call is important to us. Your call will be answered in the order it was received. Currently, we have 83,565,382.9 calls. Estimated wait time is 35 years. If you would like to have us call you when an operator becomes available, press 1. If not, please continue to hold. This has been a Joe Wisdom production. Background tracks by Kevin MacLeod from Incompetech, incompetech.com.
Ugh, Betty here. I was recently transferred to the Fisher-Price Disney Hybrid Garbage Pail Action Adventure display cases at Kmart, and I hate it. The blue light special cart is never around, and the only customers I get are these weird stinky people that always try to haggle prices when they don't realize we don't haggle prices. You accept the price or move on, jeez. Anyway, make your commute more commutable by listening to me, Betty, on weekday rush hour. But for now, just realize I really control everything around here. So, go grab your bongs, bitches. I have more content coming up for you.
Doobie.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
All right, why don't you go ahead and crew Roger. Hugh Roger.
Welcome back, Roger here. Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, why don't you all go grab your favorite devices, snacks, adult beverages, etc., so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. By the way, it is no longer moose poop season, thought you'd like to know. Take it away, the lovable Anthony, I think.
Anthony is coughing on his vape pen, hold on.
Oh boy.
You're welcome, Anthony.
You got it, Anthony. Oh my goodness. Alright. I think I'll live.
Okay.
Your weather.
Alright, before we get to my crazy Florida news, it's time for your Tampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and 87 degrees. The heat index is 96. The humidity is 67%. Dew point is at 75. And visibility, surprisingly, is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, 20% chance of lightning and storms and all that other shit. After 2 in the morning, partly cloudy with a low around 79. Tomorrow on Tuesday, we have a 30% chance of scattered showers and storms, mainly after 2 in the afternoon. Mostly sunny with a high near 93. On Tuesday night, a 30% chance of scattered showers and storms before 2 in the morning, partly cloudy with a low around 79. On Wednesday, we'll have a 30% chance of scattered showers and storms after 2 in the afternoon, mostly sunny with a high near 94. It's going to be a hot one this week. And then on Wednesday night, we are looking at a 40% chance of scattered showers and storms before 2 in the morning, partly cloudy with a low around 78. That's it for your Tampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for some crazy Florida news.
Yay.
Right?
We like crazy Florida news.
Don't we?
Especially this crazy story.
This one's an interesting one, and I usually don't do stories that involve deaths, but sometimes you just gotta. Fox 13 News out of Tampa Bay brings us our first Florida news story of the night about karma. Almost 2 years ago have passed since Busch Gardens' famous dancing flamingo, Pinky, was euthanized after being injured, allegedly, by Joseph, a 48-year-old Florida man from Orlando. Joseph was accused of grabbing Pinky from a pen at Busch Gardens and slamming her to the ground. He was arrested but found unfit to stand trial in February of 2017. He appeared in a Tampa courtroom for a status hearing several times this year in 2019. Well, according to a crash report from the Florida Highway Patrol, Joseph was walking across State Road 50 in Orange County around 6 in the morning earlier this month when he was hit fatally by a Ford F-150. The truck driver was uninjured and was not cited. Pinky was a 19-year-old Chilean flamingo that hatched in the park in 1996. Her dancing movements made her one of the park's stars.
That's karma for you.
That is karma. It's a shame, you know, but it's what happens. It's what we got. All right, here's the next one. All right, the Miami Herald brings us our next Florida news story of the night. According to reports, Sarah and Daniel were fighting in Daniel's truck in Newport Richey. At one point, she pulled out a machete that was between the seats and stabbed the console, then started swinging the machete towards Daniel. My goodness, Joe looks very surprised. Once they were out of the truck, Sarah struck Daniel with the machete, causing 2 superficial cuts on his left arm, then dropped the machete and picked up an ADT security sign and hit Daniel's left hand with it. Yeah, kind of crazy. Just everything. Just keep everything out of her way. Daniel had injuries consistent with the attack described. Sarah's children also collaborated the man's story. So her kids were there, too. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah, Daniel told authorities he was in fear of his life, adding that earlier in the day, Sarah fired shots from her gun and pointed it at his face. Okay, so if this happened early in the day, what the fuck are you doing with her now? I mean, Jesus, if you did that, that's kind of a game, Jane. That's like, that ends the game. That's done. You yeah. point a low, you shoot a gun at me, and fuck you. I'm not going anywhere with you after that. You can go march your happy ass somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Sarah, who was 29 and unemployed, was arrested on domestic aggravated assault and domestic aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. She was transported to the Land O'Lakes jail. Sarah's mugshots show her smiling.
Can I have an interrupting breaking news?
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
Folks, I gotta tell you, sometimes you just want to try something new and you should just not. This blood orange mango wine is, it's like soap, but it's got liquor in it, so I'm going
You're gonna keep drinking it. Is it at least like fizzy? Soap. Is it at least fizzy?
It's got remnants of fizz.
Remnants of fizz. How many reported injuries from this incident? Are there how many deaths? How many deaths are we looking at, Chip Skipper?
Probably about 50 microflies have died in this whole thing.
50 microflies. All right, fantastic. All right, Chip, thank you for your report. I'm sure you'll check in with us later.
You sure will.
All right, thanks. Don't buy the blood orange wine, but if you do, drink it anyway because it's got alcohol in it.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program already in
progress. Who cares
progress.
It's got alcohol in it? So then he took this construction cone, right? And he greased it up. And he pulled down his pants. And it looks like we're live again.
Whoa, hey, everybody.
All
we're
right.
Back.
Okay, so we're done Thank with you, Sarah. Man. All right.
Yeah.
There we go.
Ooh, sexy.
Yes, we got a sexy.
Yeah, he could look like he could potentially be somewhat sexy. In a
sometimes the crazy
sort of way.
Sometimes the crazy ones have that appeal to them. But this lady did not think so. CBS Channel 12 News in West Palm Beach brings us our final and naked Florida news story of the night. According to the Port St. Lucie police, a 25-year-old Tampa, Florida resident, Gerald, was pretending to be shopping in the home goods section of Walmart when he spotted a woman at the end of the aisle. Love at the end of the aisle. That's when Gerald went up to the woman and offered her some of his home goods. The woman was startled and screamed as she left the aisle to locate an employee Why not me? Poor Joe. Poor Joe. The why not me movement continues for Joe. Police charged Gerald with indecent exposure and disturbing the peace. He's being held in St. Lucie County Jail on $1,125 bond. If you have that price, Joe, I'm sure you can take him home tonight. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
You know, before we get back to Betty, yeah, I'll just say this much, and I'm just going to lay this out there for the public and the world to know forever.
Forever.
If a sexy man came up to me and flipped out his junk, I'd be like, very nice. Thank you very much. That was a gift.
See, gay men do that to each other all the time, though, so it's nothing unusual. Women don't normally go around flashing their vaginas at each other. You know, they don't go up to some woman in the store and go, hey, Betty, look at this snatch. Woo! You know, they don't do that. So it's kind of a cultural thing in some ways. So, anywho.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Back to you, Betty.
Back to you,
well,
Betty.
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Shy Empa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shy Empa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566 and you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots.
That's us.
Be a part of this unique studio.
Why not me?
Be sure to visit us at shyampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just click chat. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, Plethora, Monday. Take it away, guys.
Oh boy, so we need a show title, folks, too. So if you're out there somewhere, you know, we can get some ideas.
I think we're going to have to brainstorm on our own here.
You think so? So what have we been talking about tonight? We talked about... why not me, naked issues?
Why not me, naked issues? Why not me again?
Let's go back into the news there. We got, the crazy woman who attacked her ex with gun machete. And, yeah, right. Smiles for a mugshot. Yeah. The flamingo. Poor flamingo.
I know, I feel bad for the man.
I do.
Flamingo's revenge.
But you know...
Flamingo's revenge.
It's funny. This, I guess this would be story number three of me hearing about some... animal being hurt, but yet if it was a human being hurt, it's like, whatever. You know, if it's a homeless person or person of low income, nobody gives a shit.
True, that's true. So, Flamingo Revenge. Flamingo's Revenge.
Ooh, do you want to do that as the show title?
That's what I was suggesting, yes.
Flamingo's Revenge or Flamingo Revenge?
Flamingo Revenge, however. However you type it in there.
Let's do Flamingo's Revenge. It just sounds better as you
with an apostrophe S, I guess. We can do it with an apostrophe S. Flamingo's Revenge.
I almost type Flamingo's Marinade.
Ooh. That might get a lot of upset people listening to our show.
Wait.
They might sit through a whole hour of this shit and go like, there was no Flamingo Marinade going on in here. You people lied to me.
Flamingo's Revenge.
And then they'll sue us, and they'll take away my cardboard box I call home.
But aren't we protected from sewage?
Ain't nobody protected from sewage.
All right. So we've got some fun things to talk about in our plethora section.
Yay!
Namely, marijuana.
Marijuana.
Oh, televised. You've got a special feature.
Yes, I do. It really wasn't that exciting.
Oh. So, I heard
So ABC, I guess they kind of... They televised Pride, but I guess markets were allowed to opt out because my local market did not air it. They chose to air infomercials about Flex Seal and some other bullshit thing. I think the MyPillow in place of Pride. But I'm sure other major news markets probably carried the Pride Parade on the actual station.
I wonder if Orlando carried at Disney's home, one of Disney's hometowns.
I don't know. Maybe. Possibly. Is ABC and Disney like a cahoots thing, or are they something else?
Oh, yeah. Disney owns ABC.
Oh, so see, there you go then. They might have broadcast in Orlando. They did not broadcast it in the Tampa St. Petersburg market.
Huh. I'm surprised.
But you were able to watch it online, and I caught bits and pieces. It looked like a... Pride Parade, that one would expect
did
to see.
Did they show naked men?
I didn't see many naked men, unfortunately. I know. It was probably a lot cleaner, and they probably didn't dwell on the naked men's too much. So, because, you know, after all, they're trying to make it a family-friendly event now. Pride has now become a family-friendly event, which is just fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's just...
Gosh, my That's first it. Pride.
That's it. I'm done. So, yeah.
My first Pride, I was in shock, I think, because I was by that one church on Broadway. And just watching all of these beer trucks go by and these half-naked men dancing. And I think I got a little bit overwhelmed because it was just so much going on and I just didn't understand. And you know, then I saw the rainbow flags and all the different people, and I'm just like, okay. And I got hungry.
There you go.
So, yeah, you know, Pride's been weird. But you know what else has been weird, Anthony?
What?
The e-scooters. They're a fucking nightmare.
Oh, yeah. So we've kind of... We actually were in the news lately because we had somebody run out into the middle of a very busy trucking street. It's a street right by the port, actually. I don't even know what the scooter was doing there. It was probably out of bounds. But yeah, it was right by the port, so it's a lot of semi-traffic. That son of a bitch got run over by a semi-truck. Just wandered out in the street and got run over by a semi-truck. He survived for a little bit, but they pronounced him dead like a couple days ago, I think, or the other day, or today, or...
Yeah, getting run over by a many-toned vehicle.
Yes, not good. So the scooter program. So tell us about your experience with the scooter program.
Well, first off, there are no docking mechanisms for these scooters. They are simply placed in like transit populated areas near popular bars. There's a special zone boundary that these scooters are supposed to operate within. And if they go outside the boundaries, they're supposed to slow down and stop. The problem is when they're parked by the consumer,
yeah,
they're allowed to park them in somewhat quote-unquote safe spaces or spots on the sidewalk. They're not supposed to be in the street.
I see.
But you're not supposed to ride them on the sidewalk, and you're not supposed to ride them on the 606 trail. Problem? Everybody's riding them on the 606 trail, and everybody's riding them on the sidewalks.
Well, if you can't ride them on the sidewalk, what do you ride them on the street?
You're supposed to ride them on the street.
Who the fuck would ride a goddamn scooter on the street of Chicago?
Well,
I wouldn't fucking ride one of those goddamn things down Halsted. I know I'd be dead in about five blocks. Fuck
those
that.
Those things can go about 15 miles an hour.
Can they really? Holy shit, that's kind of frightening, actually.
Yeah, they can go about 15 miles an hour. So,
wow.
You know, I mean, I've seen one guy wearing, like, knee pads and a helmet, and I'm like, good for you, you know? But the majority of people, like, are in sandals and shorts and shirt and nothing else.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good to fall off of.
What if you run into a pothole? Are you going to see it? Or what if you're on your stupid phone and you think you're driving straight, and then, oh shit, there's a pothole, and then you don't even see it. Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't know. You know, I just... I get it that people want different ways to get around.
Yeah.
I think what would help me better is if there was docks for these e-scooters.
Docking stations would be... See, yep. I always assumed they had docking stations when they started talking about them.
This is all freestanding. And I guess they can disable them remotely, so I guess it's a good thing. But in other cities, they've been reported being dumped in rivers, in dumpsters. You know, I'm sure some people have turned them in for scrap metal, you know?
Wow. Yeah.
There's a lot of things that are inside that scooter, I'm
sure.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Wow.
Precious metals and that kind of thing, so...
Wow.
So, and we've got a new word. Our new word tonight is what, Anthony? Prick trick?
Prick trick. It's
prick
probably
trick.
What happened yesterday for a lot of people. I hope everyone got lucky this weekend of Pride.
Or vagina trick if you want to go into route.
If you're a lady and you prefer the vagina route. Then...
Or if you're one of those people that has an anus, a vagina, a penis, and boobies. That's a
would that be a hermaphrodite with gynecomastia?
I have no idea.
I think that would
actually
be a hermaphrodite with gynecomastia.
That would be a trick about.
Wow,
that.
Now wouldn't that be a show title? Hermaphrodites with gynecomastia. I don't even know how to spell
five
the damn
million
thing.
Views.
That would
five
be awesome.
Million views.
That would be the episode that would actually, you know, make us would be the freaking show title. Hermaphrodites with gyna.
Hermaphrodites
gynecomastia.
With
gynecomastia. Yeah.
Now serving hermaphrodite with gynecomastia.
Wow.
Paired with a delicious white wine.
Right. I'm enjoying
Remember
Barefoot Spritzer.
you know, that's what I had this evening.
Crisp
I had
white
one of those
pear.
Two. Yes. The cans.
Yeah. They work out nice.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds nice. Now, I have another one. It's a pomegranate.
Okay.
We'll see how that one is.
Who makes that nastiness that you have?
Maine and Vine. Mm. It has 95 calories.
I see.
It's a wine spritzer, blood
orange mango.
Oh, I
don't look at calories. I haven't looked at calories since 1992.
Yeah, what's the alcohol content on this? It's 250 millimeters, milliliters.
Millimeters. We now drink our liquor in lengths.
I know it contains sulfites. It was heavy sulfuric. But it contains 5.5% of alcohol.
Okay. It's enough to get you a little vibrating.
Well, and I've had three of them.
Oh, ho, 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 ho.
Well, I've had the one that you had. Which is the pear and apple, right?
Yeah. I don't know how much. This is 5.5%. Where's he going? The ugly lights are about to come on. He's wandering off somewhere.
Yeah.
Yes, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, we've talked about wine spritzers.
Oh, ugly lights! You come
and
so
the ugly
soon.
Lights. They come on. They do. But Jesus, I couldn't do a longer show.
So
it takes so much work. Hey, folks! It looks like the ugly lights have come on, and the Alphabet Police are here. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special little snowflake way.
Hey, glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony Show tonight here on Shy Upper Radio. Remember, all times New York time. Be sure to check out my collection of weekend entertainment, newly updated with Weekend with Joe. It comes on Saturdays at 6 p.m. on the Shyampa feed. Then check out the World Labor Hour on Saturdays live at noon, Sundays at noon, and then another recast on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on the Shyampa feed. Remember, all times New York time.
You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by Betty, starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, and Traffic with Topper, starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday afternoon. Be sure to catch the Inept Supervillains podcast Friday nights from 8 p.m. Eastern, classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, hot dance mixes from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday Tea Dance. Visit Shyamba.org for our complete schedule.
And you know, folks, since you're there at the page, keep yourself extra embellished in programming with extra added Technique-U audio procedures. How do I do this, you ask? It's easy. Just keep one of your devices perpetually tuned to Shyampa Radio. Yeah, that's right. Leave it on in the background. You can find us on the TuneIn app, as well as anything that plays Shoutcast streams. You can also
listen
on the web.
That's a lot of things. That's a lot of things play Shoutcast.
Yes. Internet radio player is another option.
To hell, Google Chrome.
Yeah, Google Chrome. You can also listen on the web using Google Chrome or any of your favorite operating browsers by going to chiampa.org.
Yep.
So we made it just on time. I think our timing is perfect.
Yeah, we got about 30 seconds until the Star Spangled Banner, which is good because I got to put my pants on before we stand up to pledge the flag.
don't salute the flag.
But it's the anthem.
Need to see
we
you saluting.
Need to. Oh yeah, exactly. Oh, I gotta check
my compression
socks.
I've been noticing a higher than usual download on our mega quad internet service.
Our mega quad. If we salute the flag, we get more mega quad. Well, that'd be good,
mega
you know.
Quad.
See, that's so. Next week's episode will be hermaphrodites with gynecomastia. God bless America.
America the weird. Folks,
we're something.
People are weird. I swear people are so fucking out of it.
Well, you know, hey.
And I'm sure some of them are sober, like not under any influence of anything. That's even worse.
That's why we need to be.
Right.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We will be back next week.
Check out our blog at cheyampa.org. Well, we'll try. Remember, don't underestimate karma when you're waving a lawn sign at a pink flamingo after you ate at the IHOP that was shut down due to a Google detour you went on while intoxicated because you can't stop pulling it out at Walmart. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a repeat episode of This Way Out with a G for genitomorphism, whatever the fuck it is.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You are listening to Cheyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.